Now notice what happens. This little fella comes to the throne now because they keep him for 6 years. He was 1 year old when it happened. And we read in verse 1 of chapter 23, "And in the seventh year Jehoiada strengthened himself, and he took the captains of hundreds, Azariah the son of Jerohom," and all of this crowd here, all of the leadership of Israel, or of Judah, were dissatisfied with this bloody queen. And so now Jehoiada calls them to a meeting, a very private meeting, and lets them know that there was a son of David that still is alive. And so they are going to make him king because they were all pledged to do that. Verse 11, "Then they brought out the king's son, put upon him the crown, and gave him the testimony, and made him king. And Jehoiada and his sons anointed him and said, 'God save the king.'" This is this little fella, 7 years old, in the line of David, and he comes now to the throne. Now, Athaliah, she killed off all the offspring. Why? She wanted to be queen. Thirst for power. There are certain men, certain women in this world that will do anything for power. There are preachers that'll do that. There are deacons that'll do that. And there are Christians that'll do that. Do anything in order to have power. They won't find. There are politicians that will do that. And there are dictators that will do that. And that was this woman here. Now, notice verse 12. "When Athaliah heard the noise of the people running and praising the king, she came to the people and to the house of the Lord. She looked, and behold, the king stood at his pillar at the entering in." And I tell you, this woman, Athaliah, she's taken by surprise. "Then Athaliah rent her clothes and said, 'Treason, treason.' Then Jehoiada the priest brought out the captains of hundreds that was set over the host, said unto them, 'Have her forth of the ranges, and whoso followeth her, let him be slain with the sword.' For the priest said, 'Slay her not in the house of the Lord.' So they laid hands on her. When she'd come to the entering of the horse gate by the king's house, they slew her there. And Jehoiada made a covenant between him and between all the people and between the king that they should be the Lord's people." Now, actually, Jehoiada leads in a revival. He's God's priest at that time. He led in a revival. It was during the reign now, this little fellow, Joash, because he is the one that's on the throne. He's in the line of David. And Jehoiada will be his regent. He'll actually be the one to make the decisions till this boy comes of age. But you'll find out he was a good king. Now, we find here that this is the beginning of a revival. And we're told here, verse 21, "And all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet after they had slain Athaliah with the sword." Sin always brings complications, brings trouble, it brings heartbreak, and it brings the judgment of God. Athaliah, the line of Ahab and Jezebel, finally eliminated,